With that, I'll now turn it over to Mayor Ed Lee to provide an update.
Thank you, John. At our last press briefing about 3 hours ago, we were unsure of all of the people who had been accounted for. I'd like to say at this time, with the help of so many people, we have accounted all 307 passengers and crew. Everyone has been accounted for. Having said that, we have two fatalities that are confirmed and quite a number of passengers that are still in critical condition. And if I may first say thank you to all of the first responders, to the Bay Area's hospitals, to their nurses and doctors, and all the emergency personnel there are working very hard to make sure people are recovering from this. And I want to reiterate what John Martin has said earlier, too. With the 225 or so first responders, I want to thank them for their fantastic effort. This could have been much worse. Based upon the breakdown that the airlines have worked with us, I want to make sure you understand the breakdown by nationality of the passengers on Asiana Flight 214. There were 77 Koreans, 141 Chinese descent, 61 U.S. citizens, one Japanese American, and about 11 others of different ethnicities. That accounts for 291 passengers. I also want to acknowledge the tremendous city response that was given, not just by the first responders. In addition to their effort, there were Korean and Chinese interpreters that were dispatched from the city and from various volunteer groups in the community to come to the airport and make sure translation was provided. Our Department of Public Health sent grief counselors in to assist with all the different families and friends that were here. We had paramedics that rode with the injured passengers as they went on buses to the hospitals through all over the Bay Area. And, of course, as I said earlier, there are over 9 Bay Area hospitals that attended to injured victims. United Airlines, which is Asiana's Star Alliance partner, also dispatched their own employees to assist in all the hospitals. And family and friend reunification continued to take place at the International Terminal in the Red Carpet Club. This evening, we are awaiting around midnight to 1 o'clock the arrival of the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, who will begin conducting their formal investigation. And the site has been secured, and we've all been here, the fire chief, the police chief, John Martin, the airport director, my staff, and even the coroner for San Mateo County. We've all been here for all these hours, and we'll continue being here to make sure everything continues to be in order. With that said, I want to reiterate that having visited the site with staff and with police and fire department, it is incredible that we have and very lucky that we have so many survivors. But there are still many that are critically injured, and our prayers and our thoughts continue to go out for them. With that, I'd like to have Mr. Doug Yeagle from the airport provide you with more details.
Sorry, we're actually going to have Chief Joanne Hayes-White speak for a moment, please. Chief.
Good afternoon, everyone. Joanne Hayes-White, San Francisco Fire Department. Since our last address, like Mayor Lee said, we are happy to inform that the 60-plus that I had talked about as being unaccounted for are all now accounted for. Having been on scene for a number of hours just after the crash, I can tell you I am very deeply gratified with the incredible display of teamwork exhibited not just by our police and fire departments, but our brothers and sisters that work in San Mateo County that stepped up to assist us. We had both a fire emergency and multi-casualty medical emergency. Very difficult scene at first, very well coordinated with the men and women of multiple departments, working hand in hand, shoulder to shoulder with the people of the airport. Our mayor has been on scene, not only at our emergency operations center, but at the accident scene. And having surveyed that area, I would agree with him. We're lucky that there has not been a greater loss of life. And my hat is off to the men and women that literally assisted people off the plane, went into the cabin of the plane, to do what they could, and that is to protect lives. And it was, like I said, an incredible display of teamwork. Our hearts do go out to those that are impacted by today's emergency and accident and tragic loss. When I had talked about those that were unaccounted for, I just wanted to be clear that our job is to move people off the airfield and into a safe zone, and we moved them into the airport. So when we were counting our numbers, there were two basically delivery points or points of entry here at the airport. So those were after the press conference when we compared all our numbers with the different people at those sites. We were then able to account for everyone. We had a total of 182 people transported to area hospitals, both in San Francisco County and San Mateo County. And like Mayor Lee said, it is a team effort. The men and women that work so diligently at our hospitals providing the care and support for those that are injured, we thank them. We also had 123 that I believe are still either here at the airport or have been processed and are out. Those are people that are not injured, were passengers and not injured. And then, of course, we have the two fatalities, and that accounts for the 307 people. Once again, thank you for your attention. Thank you for your patience. These scenes are always fluid, but with the great work under Mayor Lee's leadership, we're happy to report that there wasn't a greater loss of life. Nevertheless, our hearts do go out to those that have suffered losses today. Thank you.
I'm Doug Yackel. I'm the Public Information Officer at SFO. I just want to brief you a little bit on the status of the airport. I'll begin by recapping some of the initial facts of the incident. The flight in question was Asiana Flight 214. This is an aircraft that originated in Shanghai, continued on through Seoul Incheon Airport into San Francisco. The incident occurred at approximately 11:27 a.m. today. Since that time, we've been working to restore the airport to normal operational status. We've got a total of four runways at SFO. Two of those runways remain closed as a result of this incident. We have reopened two other runways, and we are accepting limited arrivals and departures. Our best advice for passengers traveling at SFO continues to be to check with their airline for the status of their flight. In terms of command of the incident, at 5 p.m., an NTSB representative was on site and assumed command of the incident and the investigation, and we're anticipating receipt of the NTSB team from Washington at approximately midnight tonight. The next step will be a press briefing, which will be held sometime tomorrow morning jointly with the NTSB, and we will advise the time of that briefing when it's established. Thank you very much. We've restored partial operations. Partial arrival and departure operations have been restored. We're still awaiting receipt of the NTSB team. We need to allow them to go through their investigation process, and we need to allow that to happen before we're able to open the other two runways. So that remains to be seen.
How many people are in critical condition? Where were the dead found?
We don't have the exact number of critical. We do know that of the 182 that were transported, of the 182 that were transported, a total of 49 were in critical condition and were transported immediately from the scene.
Can you tell us anything about some children who are coming from China here for some type of camping situation? Do you know anything about that group of children?
I'm sorry, I don't have any information on that.
Did you answer where the deceased were found? Were the deceased on scene, or did they expire at the hospital?
I'm afraid I don't have that information.
I'm
sorry.
Can you talk about the runway it landed? Has there been construction or expansion of that particular runway recently or ongoing?
There was some runway construction, but at the time of the incident, there was no runway. There was no construction activity underway.
Has that particular runway undergone recent construction or lengthening or anything like that?
The thresholds were recently lengthened.
How recently would that be?
Within the past few weeks.
Past few weeks. Stop me here. One, it was landing with us pretty close to empty, and two, did you get water or foam or something like that off quicker?
Yes.
I'll turn that over to
Yes, our crews arrived on scene, and again, it was an alert three for a plane that had already landed. Chutes were deployed, and within about a three-minute period of time, we had our aircraft firefighting vehicles on scene deploying both foam and water. And the answer to the question the gentleman asked earlier is the two fatalities were found on scene exterior of the plane.
Was it pretty close to empty then in terms of that jet fuel? Because it seemed like it could have been a much better fire.
So I'm not an aeronautics expert, but I would imagine coming from Seoul, Korea, it wasn't a full plane, a full fuel load.
the Coast Guard was able to see a couple of the passengers. Were those passengers found in the wreckage or were they found in the water?
Undetermined at this time. We'd have to check in with the Coast Guard. I believe there were people at or near the water, but that they had gotten out of the water and walked over to the transportation to here to the airport terminal.
You were talking before about, correct me if I'm wrong, some of your people going on the plane actually, and were they checking to see if anyone was on the plane? Were they actually able to rescue people and take them off the plane that you're aware of?
My understanding, I wasn't first on scene, that we did have our members on the plane checking for passengers, assisting those off that needed to be assisted off. But as I said before, before we got on scene, the chutes were deployed,
right.
So there were a number of people that were offloading themselves, and we did assist with that. And then since the last briefing, we did have our rescue team go onto the plane to do one final search of the entire cabin from back to front.